Hello, Al Perhacks here, and welcome to Dynamic Mental Entrainment. And as I mentioned, I am going to do a special questions and answer session. I'm going to answer some of the top questions that I've gotten. Obviously, I can't answer every question because I got a ton of them through email. And as you may or may not know, the Dynamic Mental Entrainment system is going to be released tomorrow. And so I wanted to make sure you had some questions answered. But it's more than that. I'm going to answer some really, really good questions about mind force, about hypnosis, about psychic abilities, the law of attraction. I'm going to cover a lot of different things in this session. So I'm not quite exactly sure how long I'm going to go, but I'm not really going to put a time limit on it. I'm actually going to answer your questions, get things done, and show you exactly what we can do next. So we're going to get started. I'm going to answer your questions. If you have other questions, feel free to send them to me. Not quite sure if I'll have time to get them all answered, but I'll do the best I can. So here we go. First question, how is dynamic mental entrainment different from other products? And I think what the person meant was not only my products, but other products on the market. There's a lot of confusion what dynamic mental entrainment is, how it fits into what you're looking to do, and so on and so forth. And let me just give you a little background on the system to give you an idea of how I came up with it. Number one, it's the internal mechanism which makes things work better. So I'm gonna show you a diagram in just a minute of what I'm talking about, and so you're going to better understand what it is. But I've been using this dynamic mental entrainment process for many years, probably 20 years or more. I just never did it in a cohesive pattern or a system like I've set it up. And about 7 years ago, I started utilizing that system with my clients, with individuals that for the most part were either hiring me out as a coach or mentor, or I was doing it in corporate gigs and that type of thing. And again, I didn't have a name for it. I just said, hey, here's a system that you can use, you know, ABC, and you're going to get results. But here's the thing, is that the dynamic mental entrainment system will work really with anything that you're looking to do. It's designed to aid in your ability to learn other skills at a much rapid pace, at a much easier pace. And that's really the key of what I'm talking about here. It's really what I call the central nucleus of habitual integration. Now, what habitual integration is teaching your mind or your body habits that will allow you to perform at a much higher level. Regardless of what that might mean to you, I want to be able to influence you in a way that teaches you how your mind works. You see, once you understand really how your mind works, and then you give it the systems, you give it methods, you give it tactics to use, there really isn't very many things that you can't accomplish when you get your mind under control. That's the bottom line. Now, I've done a great job of doing that over the years with my hypnosis courses, meditation, attraction, psychic energy. And I just want to talk a little bit about these concepts. Hypnosis. I usually lump hypnosis in any of my subliminal suggestion programs. You know, I've got my Hypnotic Influence Bootcamp, which teaches you over 12 weeks about hypnotic influence, how you can do it. I really believe it's the best value on the market. And believe me, I've purchased and I've witnessed and I've seen a lot of the programs out there, and this one is really good. But hypnosis is the ability of learning how to influence yourself or others, either hypnosis, self-hypnosis. Some people call it heterohypnosis, which is hypnotizing others. And, of course, you're using subliminal suggestions and messages in order to influence yourself. Great stuff. All right. But sometimes you need an activator to allow you to learn it at a much faster level. And that's what dynamic mental entrainment is. It's the action piece of hypnosis. It's the action piece of meditation. And when I talk about meditation, I'm not talking about meditation from the standpoint of just sitting on a pillow. My meditation concept, Mind Force Meditation, or my Mind Portal program, is really about meditating. Yes, that's phase one, and getting your body relaxed and healthy and all those things. But then it's taking it to the next level into esoteric skills, such as astral projection, out-of-body experiences, remote viewing, lucid dreaming, things like that, which are unique skills. And it's definitely something that needs a habitual integration into getting good at it, bottom line. And that's what the dynamic mental and training process does, or the system does, is it allows you to stay integrated into that program. And it's simple. It's a simple process. Anyone could learn it. Anyone can do it. Next thing is attraction. And when I talk about attraction, it has anything to do with being able to manifest whatever it is you want in your life. Some call it law of attraction. I probably refer to it more. I use the law of attraction, obviously, as a code word or keyword or whatever you want to call it, because everyone knows it by that. But you know, that's kind of made up. And I'll cover some more in detail on that, because I'm going to cover a specific topic on attraction. And then psychic energy, psychic awareness. And all of these concepts, which build up my mind force library, my mind force system, is really taking these four pieces. And obviously there's different pieces inside of each one of these that you could compartmentalize and break down and so on and so forth. But you need action. You need to put in flight time in order to get these things to work. And that's what dynamic mental entrainment allows you to be able to do in a much better way, is you understand at a much higher level how you're going to get all the other things to work. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, hopefully I've cleared that up for you. I'm going to go in the next video, I'm going to go into details into exactly the modules in the dynamic mental entrainment system. And if it's something that you're looking for, I'm going to showcase everything for you so you can understand it 100% of what's going on. Next question, please. Come on, why do I need a mentor? You know, I get this question a lot, because I talk about having a mentor, having a coach, having somebody that you can bounce ideas off of. And a lot of times people say, come on, I don't need a coach, I don't need a mentor. And the fact is, maybe you don't. I mean, I don't really know what your goals are. Obviously, when somebody sends me a question like that, it's hard for me to answer because I don't know anything about them. But I guess what they're saying is, come on, why does somebody really need a mentor, somebody need a coach? And I guess it's a good question if you never really thought about it. But it's really the only sure way to stay focused on your objectives on an ongoing basis. I mean, let's look at it. If you're a professional athlete, if you're an actor, I mean, right now the Olympics are going on, and every one of those Olympic teams, every one of those Olympic athletes has a coach. Why do you think that is? To stay focused on the objective, which is winning gold, right? I mean, that is the objective. Well, that's why you get a mentor. That's why you get a coach. That's why you get somebody that can kind of steer you in the right direction. It's a core concept, one of the core concepts of the dynamic mental entrainment system. And, you know, I'm not saying that you need to use me as your coach or mentor, although that would be fine if I have the space. I'd love to have you. But the fact is, you've got to have somebody. A mentor or coach gets the best out of you. Again, look at professional athletes. Look at even an actor who's not an athlete, but they usually have an agent. They have somebody that's guiding them through their career and helping them make decisions that maybe they would have a hard time making themselves. Okay, it works on the principle of accountability, but it also gives you a third-party perspective of what's going on. And when I first looked at this concept, I got to tell you, I started embracing this concept when I was very young, when I was probably 20 years old, and I'm serious about that, because I was a bodybuilder. Actually, when I was younger, probably 17 years old, and I come to think, I was a bodybuilder, and so I always looked for somebody that could guide me along the way to help me get better as a bodybuilder, as an athlete. And then I got started in the martial arts, and of course, what do you think there? I mean, you've got your sensei, your sifu, your instructor, and that's your mentor. That's the person that keeps you on track. So again, it's the same principle, it's the same concept of why you need a coach or why you need a mentor. Those that have coaches and mentors, guess what? They're going to probably perform probably at least 50% better than those that don't. And again, if you look at major companies, they've got attorneys, they've got consultants, they've got all different types of things. So come on, you need a mentor just like I need a mentor. And I have plenty of mentors, so don't think that I'm just, you know, trying to make it look like I'm the big mentor out there, because I'm not. You know, it's funny is, you know, I always look at myself like I'm 20 years old, and that I'm always looking to learn. And when you have somebody you can look up to that can teach you something, it's a powerful thing. Now, here's the key. is in my dynamic mental entrainment system, I'm going to have a very special offer where you can actually get some of my time. It's ridiculous. I can't even believe I'm offering it. It's very limited, but it's there. Take a look at it when we open and see if it's something for you. Again, it's pretty cool. Next question. How do I create powerful mind intent? I get a lot of questions like this because mind force is that power, that mind force power that's out there, and people want to know how to create powerful mind intent. Mind intent is the ability to focus like a laser and be able to get a job done. And see, I get a lot of questions, obviously, because of my association with Scientific Premium Company USA and our Qi Power products, is people want to know how to focus their energy and be able to use it, you know, to manipulate. And the fact of the matter is, mind intent is really that, is being able to focus. Okay, meditation and integration of the dynamic mental entrainment process is a way that you create mind intent. Okay, you create that mind intent a couple ways. The key is disciplined habits equals mind intent. You know, whether you can't really get away from the fact that you've got to discipline yourself to create new habits. That's the bottom line. If you don't discipline yourself to create new habits, your mind intent's going to be weak. No matter what kind of, you can say mind intent for sports, mind intent for sex, mind intent for earning money, mind intent going to school, whatever the case might be, the fact of the matter is you've got to have disciplined habits. And that's what I teach you in dynamic mental entrainment. Obviously, I teach that in many of my systems, but that's how you do it. It's an incremental approach where you have to consistently work on your mind. Again, I equate working out your mind just like you would work out your body. And so if you're going to get in great shape, you're going to run a marathon, you're going to do a triathlon, you're going to do martial arts, you're going to do any kind of sport, you've got to practice. You've got to go to the gym. You've got to work out. If you don't, how can you expect to really get that good? And it's the same thing with mind intent. You're not going to get good at it if you don't put in the flight time, bottom line. Is there really such a thing as the law of attraction? This is the next question. And of course there is. But it's one of these crazy things, is there is no such thing as the law of attraction. There are actually many different laws. It's not necessarily one thing that I could tell you and say, if you do this, bam, you know, you're going to have everything that you want. There is no one law. It's just the way it is. It's based on universal principles and laws. If you look in almost any religious doctrine, the Bible, the Quran, you look at any other type of scripture, you're going to find these types of laws of prosperity. They're universal laws, which mean that they always work every time you apply them. And really, it's learning how to use the laws. Now, I have a program called Mind Force Attraction, the Magneto Method, which has tons of great information in it. In fact, in the Dynamic Mental Entrainment, I do a full module on the Law of Attraction and how you can use it. Because it's one of these things where there's a lot of different techniques that you can use, and it's really personal in that how are you going to align yourself to be able to get this to work for you. And a lot of it comes down to what I've already discussed. You've got to get yourself into a habit, a disciplined habit. You've got to get your mind thinking the right way so that you can actually become an attractor of things versus somebody that's repelling things. Because a lot of times people will use the same laws of attraction to repel things from them. And they think that they're using the law of attraction, when in fact they are, but they're using the law of attraction in reverse. Again, not saying that there is an exact law, but the fact is that if you expect good things to happen, they're going to happen. That's one law, right? You ever hear the saying, what comes around goes around? Same thing there. I mean, we've heard that said probably, you know, so many times, and we just kind of pass it off. But these are all things that when you become consciously aware of them, you understand how powerful they are. And so that's what I teach in any of my systems, is teaching you conscious awareness. And that's one of the biggest things I teach in dynamic mental entrainment, is conscious awareness. When you become consciously conscious of something, then it becomes powerful. Then, obviously, you take it and you drop it into your subconscious mind, and then it becomes conscious and subconscious, and then you've got like a double power there. It's called exponential power. So yeah, there is a law. There's laws of attraction. They work both ways. So if you're going to get good at it, you just have to jump in, do it, and do like I said in another video, plan, do, review. Man, that's probably one of the top processes that I use. It works, and it works all the time. Can anyone learn hypnosis and psychic abilities? Boy, this is a question I get all the time, obviously, because my hypnosis courses, and I did a survey a couple weeks ago, and probably the top vote getter was psychic abilities, remote viewing, astral projection, those types of things, and then hypnosis was a close second. Actually, the dynamic mental entrainment, having the ability to have a coach, and that was probably number two. But psychic abilities, for some reason, on that particular question was number one. But people always want to know, can anyone learn it? Of course they can. But the bigger question is, do you have the, again, discipline, creating habits, right? Habitual integration. If you can do that, you can learn it. And then hypnosis and psychic abilities are not just reading something or listening to an audio tape or watching a video, but it's, again, plan, do, review. You know, you go out there and you say, okay, I'm going to take this hypnosis technique and then I'm going to do it. I'm going to go out and I'm going to practice it. And then I'm going to review it and say, okay, did I do good? Did I do bad? How can I do it better? So yeah, these are all principles you can use. These are all techniques you can use. Psychic abilities, a little different in that you've got to increase your body's ability to become more sensitive, your body and mind's ability to become more sensitive. Obviously, there's people that are naturals at that, as there are people that are, believe it or not, naturally gifted at hypnosis, which means their suggestions are more powerful than other people's. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but it's true. And the same thing's true with psychic abilities. We all have these latent psychic abilities. It's just the learning the ability to actually bring them to the forefront of our mind, body, and spirit. And again, it's powerful stuff. You can do it. If you look at my Internal Power Centers course, Mind Force Psychic Energy, I teach so many good techniques there. And I've had so many people that have used that program to get a maximum amount of leverage in their life that way. I'll tell you a short story that happened to me the other day, just to give you an idea of these psychic abilities. I met a friend of mine this weekend. We were at a party, my wife and I, and this guy came up to me, and as soon as he came up to me, I knew he was divorced or separated from his wife or whatever. And he and his wife had been friends of ours for probably, I don't know, 7 years, something like that. We've known him for a long time. But I knew that they were separated. I knew it. I didn't see her, and that's not why. As soon as he came up, I knew what the deal. It was like it popped in my mind. I know that sounds really weird, and some of you are not even going to believe that, but here's even weirder. Is last time I saw him, which was probably 2 years ago, he and his wife were together, and when I talked to him, at that point, I knew it was going to happen. I could just feel it. And so when he came up to me, I wasn't surprised that he said that. And in fact, I expected it. I really did expect it. Now, some of you would say, oh, that's a coincidence, or that's, you know, something else. You could believe that that's what it is, but the fact of the matter is, you know, when you train yourself to become, have these psychic abilities like that, the fact of the matter is they work. And when you expect them to work and you rely on the work, it's just like anything else. You expect it. Now, does that mean that I didn't even expect to see this guy over the weekend? I really didn't. I hadn't seen him in, like I said, 2 years, so I hadn't really seen him before in a while. But as soon as I saw him, as soon as I shook his hand, I knew it. I didn't even bring it up. My wife actually brought it up, how his wife was, and that's when he said we haven't been together for a year. So it just goes to show you that's the way it is. Now, it's going to take flight time to learn all these abilities. All skills can be learned over time, no matter how esoteric. It's the central nucleus of habitual integration. Is getting into these skills and working them over and over and over again. If you don't do that, you're not going to get very good. My suggestion is go do something else. Go watch TV or something. I mean, seriously, if you want to get good at something, you got to put in time, bottom line. If somebody's told you that differently, then they've lied to you. It takes time. Next question. Why does it seem I always fail at things. Why does it seem I always fail at things? Wow, this is just a big one, but this is the kind of questions I get a lot from people saying that this doesn't work, that they can't do it, that they can never get things to work right for them, that they can't make more money, they're out of a job, this type of thing. Because you confess it is so. Why does it seem I always fail at things? You see, I'm going to take a look at this. I'm going to give you a real quick lesson in suggestions, and I'm going to give you a real quick lesson in subconscious suggestions, subliminal suggestions that you give to yourself and how powerful they are. Now, I took this right out of the email. Why does it seem I always fail at things? I always fail at things. You see that? That is a subliminal suggestion that this particular individual is saying to themselves, probably over and over again. Why do I always fail? Oh, it seems like I always fail. I can't succeed. I'm always failing. And you see, that person is giving themselves a negative suggestion. And that negative suggestion is powerful because they've said it so many times over that they now believe it as so. They've confessed exactly what it is that they want, because that's what they're saying. You see, if you really want something, you've got to learn to confess it in the affirmative. But obviously, this person wants to keep failing. Like, for instance, I never say I failed at anything. I may have not done good at something, but until I give it up, it's not a failure. And the same thing's true with you. Failure thinking equals failure results. Bottom line. I mean, that is it. People that I meet, talk to on the phone, that say stuff like this, unless they change their thinking, they're going to always be failures because they think they are. Not because they are, because they think they are. And ultimately what happens is, because they think they are, eventually those suggestions seep into the subconscious so that they become what they think. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying here, but man, it's so critical. Don't ever talk to yourself like this. Don't ever say anything negative to yourself like, oh, you know, why am I so ugly? Why am I so out of shape? Why am I... No. That's not how you do it. You got to ask yourself the questions, how can I, and then give yourself what you want, not what it is that you don't want. You got to change your thoughts and you'll change your life. That is power. It's one of the key components that I teach in Dynamic Mental Entrainment, obviously. I teach it in all my courses, so I can't really say this is the only one that I teach that, because I teach it in every... I don't think there's a program that I have where I don't talk about changing your thoughts. Obviously, that's mind force. If you've got powerful mind force in the positive, you've changed your thoughts into a positive force. This all comes back. This is the anti-law of attraction. This is the law of attraction in reverse. He, you know, always fail at things. Again, terrible, terrible wording. Never talk to yourself like this. And I mean it. I mean, if there's any one piece of advice I could give you, whether you ever take on any of my systems or buy any of my products, don't ever talk to yourself like this again. Because it's only going to give you heartache. It's only going to give you problems. It's never going to give you solutions. Let's pose it this way. Somebody said to me one time, oh, I don't believe in all that positive thinking garbage. That's what they said to me. I don't really believe in all that positive thinking garbage. And yet they were negative. And yet their life was a sham and a shambles. Why do you think that is? You think it was happenstance? Coincidence? No. It was because that's what they predicted based on their words, based on their thoughts, based on their actions. We're all linked together, you see. I don't believe in that positive thinking garbage. Well, I got news for you. I've been believing in the positive thinking garbage for a long time, and I'm fairly successful. And that's what I believe. I am a success. And there's nobody that could sit in front of me and tell me that I'm not. There's nobody that could. And the fact of the matter is, I've always felt that way. Even when I was broke and busted, I felt I was a success. Maybe I wasn't as successful as I would be in that future, but I never started thinking this way. And if I did, the minute I did, I got back on track. And I'll show you within the dynamic mental entrainment system exactly how you do that. Because that's the biggest thing with people is self-confidence, self-esteem, getting them to believe in themselves. That's one of the biggest things. And like I said, don't ever speak like this again. Okay, tell me, what is the secret to being in control? Everybody wants to know the secret. Everyone wants to know that one little word of advice or one little seed of information that I could give to them. What is the secret? The secret implies that there's only one thing. And the fact of the matter is, it can be one thing, but it's usually a combination of a lot of different skill sets. It's usually a combination of a lot of different training that you go through. It's a combination of building up that dynamic mental entrainment, but it comes back to that habitual integration. Being able to create habits of control. You see, because you become in control at varying levels, in varying degrees, depending upon what it is that you're looking to do. And so it's creating habits and integrating those habits into your lifestyle that create control. It's called habitual integration. You want to learn different skill sets of control. So, I might be a controller in one area, but maybe I don't know something else. I'm not really in control there, you see. It's all about that dynamic mental entrainment, being able to take your mind and to control it. And again, dynamic mental entrainment is probably the least esoteric of any of the courses that I teach, any of the systems that I have, but it's logical, it makes sense, and it works. Okay? It's not like hypnosis where you've got all these different suggestions and hypnotic devices and hypnotic words and all that kind of thing. It's not like this psychic thing. It's not an out-of-body experience which is really weird. I mean, let's face it, it is. Dynamic mental entrainment, though, is a system that shows you how you can have that mental entrainment, that habitual integration. That is really the secret. Dynamic mental entrainment system contains a three-step process which is guaranteed to work every time you use it. The only time it doesn't work is if you stop using it. That's the bottom line. That's how powerful it is. And you can use it with any of my courses, any of somebody else's courses, anything that you're looking to do in life, you can plug this system into it. I promise you, it will work, and it'll work in a big way. Well, listen, I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. I always love getting questions from individuals. I love feeding people and giving them some information. I think I've given some good nuggets out during this little session. Hopefully, you're going to take some of this information and you're going to apply it in your life, and you're going to get phenomenal results. And whether you take advantage of the dynamic mental entrainment system, whether you join or not, the fact of the matter is, I've given you some information. If you'll just take it and you'll take some of the concepts I taught you in some of the other videos and you utilize it, I promise you, you're going to get results. You're going to get fantastic results. And if you want to take the next step, obviously, you can jump into dynamic mental entrainment and you'll get what you're looking for. So again, I've enjoyed sharing, and I want you to have, as usual, a fantastic day. So long.